Alexa Pope has been speaking to me. She was a victim of domestic abuse and was raped and abused by her husband over many years.
My marriage started out wonderfully, like everybody's does. And then he just turned nasty and continued it for 18 years. And there was nowhere to go, you know.
How far into the marriage was it, Alexa, before he started to abuse you?
About a year. He used to abuse other people, you know, if we were out and anybody looked at me, then they would get a good smacking, any other man, you know. And then it turned on me.
So this is the man, I'm trying to understand this, this is the man who you marry and you've got all of those dreams and aspirations and you are in love. And a year into the marriage, what happened on the first occasion? What did he do?
Oh, I'm not quite sure. And it's always, usually, in drink that these men kick off. They keep themselves pretty normal during the days, but at night when they have drink, they just kick off for no reason.
And he would then, over the next 18 years, do what to you, Alexa? Describe to me what he did.
Oh, dear me. Well, I've got the scars to show it. My teeth were splintered. My jaw was dislodged. I have scars over each of my eyes where he split my eyes open. Yeah. And that's, you know, he was just horrendous. But he was much more than a domestic violencer as well. You know, which we won't go into. But the thing was, my eldest son was born 6 weeks early and had brain damage because of him.
He beat you while you were pregnant?
Yeah. Yeah, and he was born 4 hours later. And my youngest son, he was he was conceived by rape. And I couldn't tell these stories until later, much years later, because both of those two boys, when they grew up and they hit their wives, they both hung themselves because they didn't want to face me and they didn't want to be like him.
My goodness.
And this is the damage that it does. It wrecks the children of the marriage. It wrecks their psyche.
Did they watch as your husband beat you? Did they see it?
Yeah, they would all jump out of their beds and be standing at the door, wet in the pyjamas, while he was screaming, shouting, and yeah, they saw it. Of course they saw it. But, you know, my youngest was aged 22 when he passed away, and my eldest son, who was slightly brain damaged, he was 32. And this is the damage it does. And can I just say to any girl who is listening, in a situation similar to this, get out for the children's sake. Please get out.
Why did you stay in?
Why did I stay in? Well, in those days, there was nowhere to go. You know, nobody wanted to be involved. And the neighbours used to call the police, and the police would come and say, oh, not again, you know, and go away and do nothing. So after you've called the police 4 times, you just don't bother to call them again, do you?
You see, you've already imprinted a vivid image of your sons. And they're children, they're in their pyjamas, they're in the sanctity of a family home.
Yeah.
And they're watching Dad beat Mum up.
Yeah. They would have been awakened by him shouting and thumping about, you know. And I can see them now. They wet the pyjamas. They all had, you know, it sounds a little thing, but it isn't really, if you've got this picture of them all stood there peeing in the pyjamas, because they were afraid. But he never laid a finger on them. Never. Just me.
And when he would beat you and the beating would stop, what happened afterwards? Would you then get into bed with each other and go to sleep?
Well, if I didn't, he would then come and drag me from wherever I was and make me get into the bed, yeah, and then, he would go to sleep and then be full of remorse the next morning.
What would he say the next day?
Oh, all the general platitudes, you know, I won't do it, and please, I'm sorry, and all the rest of it. And over 18 years, you just don't listen anymore, you know. He probably was sorry, but there was nothing that anybody could do.
But the next day, when he was saying sorry, he must have been looking at your battered face. He must have been seeing the results of what he had done.
Of course. But then he gets on with his life, you know, has to go to work the next day, and then it's all forgotten till the next time.
And when you look in the mirror the next day and you see yourself beaten up, how do you feel about yourself?
Well, I was completely... I was just broken, actually. My spirit was broken.
Yeah.
And he continued to do that until my spirit was broken, because I was quite a spirited girl. You know, I used to fight back. But after a while, you don't try to fight back. He was an ex-rugby player, 17 stone. I was 5 foot, 8 stone in weight. You haven't got a chance of fighting back. So if you're clever enough, you realise it and you just have to let it all happen because there's nothing you can do about it.
How did you eventually get away?
Oh, I saved up for years. I was in business, you know. I had the biggest tenancy in Manchester at the time, a pub, yeah? And I saved up from there. And I went to Spain. I left the country because of him, with my two youngest children. And he sent somebody over to, paid somebody to come over to Spain to throw acid in my face. You see, that I think a lot of that was the problem, that I was very pretty, and he was with a broken nose and all the bit that these rugby league players get, you know. And that was what he just wanted me not to be so pretty to other men. It was a complex of his, wasn't it? But I think that's what it was. As he paid somebody to come throw acid in my face, and one of the customers in the pub that I did have rang me up and warned me, and we had the Spanish police there waiting.
It just sounds insane, this. It sounds incredible. Help me with one thing, Alexa. After your husband beat you up, do you still love him?
I did. Yes, I did.
Now, that I don't understand.
No, but I did.
Why?
I don't know. I loved him when I left. You know, when I left a number of times, you know, but my mother wouldn't allow me to go back, and friends wouldn't allow, because then he would come and he'd put their door in and drag us all out again. So nobody wanted to get involved.
Was this man ever prosecuted?
No. No, in those days they didn't.
Yeah, because this was quite a long time ago.
It's quite a long time ago, yeah. And I am on a personal mission. Hazel Blair has presented something to Parliament, and which they are rolling out in Manchester to see how it goes, you know, about domestic violence. And I also want them to, the government, to have these men's names put on a list, the same as they do paedophiles, so that any young woman can check up before she falls in love. Do you know what I mean?
Because...
That's what I'm campaigning for.
Because you're suggesting that if they do this once, they will do it again.
Yes. So it's in them, and they just cannot do anything about it.
So what about a man who says, I'm sorry, it was drink, I will never do it again?
Well, I personally do not believe it because I heard that every week. So I am not a psychologist, I don't know, but I personally do not believe that they will never do it again. They will.
Well, I just think that's astonishing. I really do.